My name is Jordan Reedy. I would like to share a fable that I wrote myself. It was a Sunday morning, the perfect day to assign a project. What no one expected was that this was a teamwork project. No one had a problem with that except I. I had the personality that most snobby people have. Everything is about them. They're always the star of everything in the center of attention, but they don't like to work with others, and definitely not the steward of school projects. I do not like to work with other people because I do not like to work. I just like the attention, said I. This didn't work well, considering the project was to form a word with your group and be creative. The artistic dress and costume was exactly the teacher's instructions. All the other students decided to work in one big group. The students were H, the L triplets, P, Y, U, the O twins, M, A, K, the W twins, the E twins, T, and R, a big group. They all got to work thinking of a word or phrase to present. I worked alone. The following day, all the other students got to work on their costumes. I was still trying to come up with a word besides I that she could present. Creativity counted as 70% of her project grade, and the project grade counted as 75%. She had the artistic percent down, but the word I wasn't very creative. On the third day, with 2 days till the project was due, Ms. K announced that they would be displaying the project at the talent show. That's when I got nervous. The talent show was very important to her, and she couldn't mess it up. Ms. K, she asked, is it possible that I can join the group of all the other students? I thought you worked alone, Ms. K asked. Ms. K couldn't hide the smile that appeared on her face. I thought the others might need my artistic style. She emphasized it with a twirl. Right, well, carry on. She turned around to hide her silent laughter. I walked over to the group, her face daring to question why she had changed her mind. They read her face and welcomed her to the group. They started straight away, planning her outfit and what part she would play in the word. I didn't object to being part of a phrase, but she still worked her way into just being the center of attention. The last day before the talent show came and passed, and their performance was soon upon them. Minutes before their turn, I was nowhere to be seen. Miss K found her lurking backstage, claiming to be looking for a glass of water. She soon gave up and started crying. Don't worry, you'll do great, Miss K said. I'm not worried about my performance. It's everyone else I'm crying for. The curtains were raised, and the crowd clapped and cheered on the letters. All the letters were walked down the stage by the host. The lights dimmed, and the spotlight showed on I, who was attached to a rope hanging from the ceiling. Just like she wanted, she was the center of attention. The announcer read out the phrase, it was none other than, teamwork will help you.